Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our Word of the Week at Burden and Blessing. We are continuing our series of 40 Days of Hope today. This is day 22, as we consider the great love that God has for us. Joining me today is Pastor Neil Radical to take us through our verse for today from John's first letter. Neil, do you want to take us into that verse?
Absolutely. 1 John 4:10 says, from the New King James Version, "In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Nathaniel, the first thing that maybe comes to your mind is that, okay, you hear the word propitiation, you think, okay, did I even say that word right? It's not a word we commonly use, but I think it's important since many of us still use the New King James Version to understand what that means. I know there's a variety of different translations for that, but really that sacrifice of atonement, it really means in the Greek there an appeasement, making the relationship right again, which was wrong. There was a means in which that was done. So the idea of that means of which to bring an appeasement is what John is talking about here to the Jewish believers of what God has done for us, what Jesus has done for us through his blood. That was the payment that Jesus paid, a perfect payment to appease God's wrath for our sins which deserve God's wrath. So really all of John, and I know you'll expand on this a little bit more in a second, is about love. Love in the sense of the agape love of God. He uses that same word love over and over again, but puts it in the correct context of what Christ was willing to do to give us the hope that we need again today. That yes, our sins have been appeased. They've been paid for. Our relationship with God is in a good sense. It's at peace. It's been reconciled because of this payment that's been made on the mercy seat of God. So that propitiation definitely sticks out, but ultimately, that love is not how we love God, as John says here, but it's how God has shown us that perfect sacrificial appeasement for our sin through Christ our Savior.
Yeah, I appreciated your review of the word propitiation. You're right. A lot of times we see that big word and we stumble over just saying the thing, let alone understanding the thing. So propitiation, that full satisfactory payment that God has made for us in Christ. And you're right, too, that the book of 1 John is often called John's epistle of love. It gives us the full definition for what love really is, what love should look like, kind of like what we read about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But if we back up just a couple of verses before our text, John there goes on and he says, "By this, the love of God was manifested or revealed in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." How do we get that life? Because of the propitiation that Christ offered for us. We wouldn't have that life if it had not been for the sacrifice that Jesus had made. This is what Christianity is all about right here, isn't it? This is what it's about. If Jesus didn't come and die in order to make that atonement, to set things right between us and God, we would have no hope whatsoever. Our life would be over. But he gives us life. He comes that we might have life, and he does that through his own Son and through the propitiation that he earns on our behalf. I'll tell you what, this isn't just the definition of love, Neil. This is the definition for hope for us as Christians. This fits right into our theme of 40 Days of Hope. This is where it is, right here. This is what it's all about. Why don't you close this with prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, you teach us through your word that you are love. You show us what true love is, what it means. And we see through your holy word that you have demonstrated that love perfectly for us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through his perfect sacrifice for that propitiation, that atonement of every one of our sins. You have revealed to us what love looks like in a sinful world. It's sacrificial. It's merciful. It's undeserved. Lord, you remind us to show that same kind of love to one another that you have shown to us. Help us to pray for this in your prayer that you've taught us. Help us to pray for that continuous mercy that you have revealed to us, and help us rejoice in it and be glad all of our days as we see the hope that we have, that confident joy in your love that has been manifested and made known to us. What a joy it is, Lord, to treasure this love in our heart. Help it always be the greatest treasure of all in our day-to-day life. Bless us always on this day and in our days here on this earth as we look forward to seeing your love and you face to face forever in heaven. Be with us, Lord Jesus. In your saving name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.